In the Darn Perakimel Mishnah Zion, Hanoidem Eroe Achama Osir Achtasum. Somebody who makes a netter offering on himself to benefit from those that see the sun, he is also to benefit from blind people. Shalom is Gavin Ze Elo Lami Shachama Roa Osir. He only intended with his netter that it should be offered to benefit from those that the sun sees them, as opposed to fish or a fetus in his mother's stomach, where the sun does not see them, so therefore he would be allowed to benefit from them. But other Bali Chaim, he would be usher to benefit from, as opposed to other objects where it's not shy of that they would see objects that do not have any sight at all, he would be mutter to benefit from them, and that is why he said a lashon of roe chama, as he only intended to usher on himself, saying that it is possible that they would see. Mesechet Nedarim Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches Hanoidem Yishchari HaRosh Osir Bakarchin Uvabalei Sevoi Umutur Banashim Uvaktanim She'ein Nikron Yishchari HaRosh Ela Anashim. Somebody who offers on himself to benefit from those that have black hair, he is anyway offer on those that are bald and have white hair, even though he made the netter only on Yishchari HaRosh. And he is mutter to benefit from women and ktanim, even though they might have black hair. And the people that are called shchori harosh are men. They are labeled as shchori harosh, since you can tell by their hair, even from a distance, that they are men. As women cover their hair completely, so you cannot see their hair at all. And ktanim, since you can't tell the difference between a zachar and a nekeva by ktanim, since both of them keep their hair uncovered, the only people that you can tell from their hair that they are nashim are men, so therefore they are labeled as shchori harosh. So therefore, even though these men might be bald or have white hair, since men in general are labeled as shchori harosh, when he made a netter offering on himself to benefit from shchori harosh, he had all men in mind.